Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with a very special guest. Let's head down on the farm and talk to Orioles prospect outfielder right now playing for Single-A Frederick. Mike Yastrzemski joins us. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. And let's start actually with where you went to college and Vanderbilt baseball. Your thoughts right now on that, Mike?
You know, it's a surreal feeling because being so close to college and being only a year out and knowing all the guys on the team, I know how much hard work and effort that they've put into this, and especially Coach Corbin and all that he does for us for as players. You know, he treats us like his own kids, so just really proud for them.
Yeah, I was talking to Ryan Flaherty about it, and Vandy baseball, it seems like such a tight-knit group, very proud. We've seen the tweets from David Price, and there have been so many great players who have run through that program, including yourself. It seems like a big family. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter what year you played there. If you're a Vanderbilt baseball player, you know, you treat each other the same. So, you know, knowing guys like Brian and David and getting a chance to see them on campus, you know, during the off season, it's like you played with them. So it's a great community, and it's just a great feeling to see everyone be so successful.
Well, congratulations to you and all of Vanderbilt baseball for that big win in the College World Series over UVA. Mike Yastrzemski is with us, Orioles prospect outfielder now with Single-A. In fact, he was just called up from Delmarva to Frederick just in the last week. And, Mike, you were tearing up with Delmarva. Before we even get to what it's like in the Carolina League, people have to know these numbers. 63 games with the Shorebirds, 258 at-bats, about 80 base hits, 14 doubles, 10 triples, and 10 home runs and 12 stolen bases. That is a stat-stuffing season.
It's funny hearing numbers because when you're playing, you don't think about them. But, you know, obviously a huge credit to the staff down there because they do such a great job in, you know, developing us and trying to make sure that we're getting everything that we need to become better players. And I just couldn't thank those guys enough.
Everyone, I think, inside the organization, when they talk about the Orioles minor leagues, people are looking maybe at Kevin Gausman in AAA when he was there, or maybe they're looking at Daryl Alvarez or Christian Walker in AA. But I think the guys closest to the draft are looking at that Delmarva club, and they see you for at least most of the year. They see Chance Cisco, Hunter Harvey, Josh Hart when he was healthy, and they say there's a lot of talent on that Shorebirds club. Your thoughts on that?
There's a lot of talent, but the thing that people don't see all the time is how much work those guys are putting into it. You know, everybody shows up to the field early trying to do extra work and do everything they can to try and get the process going to move them up because their goal is to be in the big leagues too. And, you know, it's just hard work paid off and glad to see all those guys doing so well.
Now, last year you were drafted in the 14th round and you did get 57 games in Aberdeen last year. Tell me the jump from Aberdeen to the South Atlantic League and full season low A ball with the Shorebirds. Tell me about what it was like there competition-wise.
You know, it's definitely much more consistency in the pitching. You got guys that are throwing a little harder on an everyday basis, and everybody's starting to learn the game a lot more, so you don't really get away with mistakes as much. So you got to be more on your game and you just got to be ready to play every day with your workouts and your routine.
Are you surprised by your power numbers? The extra base hits, the 10 triples, probably speaks to your speed more than anything else, the 14 doubles, but the 10 home runs. Are you surprised by that number in such a short period of time?
To be honest, yeah, I never hit more than 6 in a season in college.
That's amazing.
yeah, you know, just trying to be more consistent with good swings and good pitches to hit. I think, you know, the hitting coach Paco Figueroa down there and, you know, our new addition to Jeff Mantos definitely helps. They get your mind straight and try and keep you on the right path at all times.
Yeah, does the ball jump more off the wooden bat than what they're working with in college right now?
You know what, I think sometimes if you get a good piece of wood and, you know, you square it up, the ball definitely jumps and, you know, the balls are a little tighter wound here and a little smaller seam, so it might travel a little better as well.
We're talking only about a week, Mike, but your time in the Carolina League right now, tell me about the competition jump there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of similar to the jump from short season to low A. You know, there's a little more consistency and everybody can play defense here. You know, everybody's making stellar plays, and the range is, you know, stepped up a little bit. So you got to put the balls a little more in the hole than you usually would in low A. And, you know, you just got to try and make more consistent hard contact to get your base hits.
Now, I was at spring training for a good bit of time in Sarasota, and although you were not officially invited to big camp, of course, being just really half a season into your professional career, but you got some opportunities to get in some games on the road. What was that experience like to be around the major league caliber player? And also, I know your very famous grandfather got to see you play.
Yeah, that was a special experience. You know, I had a lot of fun being able to go up there because that's obviously the goal and what everybody wants to do when they're playing minor league baseball is to achieve playing in the major leagues and being able to watch those guys work on, you know, it wasn't a daily basis, but being able to see how they approach a game and what their routines are like and how they think, because a lot of the major leaguers think in a much more advanced process than, you know, a minor leaguer because most of us are so young. But being able to experience that and just be around it in the dugout and watch how they function was a huge learning experience, and I was just very grateful to experience that.
And what was it like? I mean, I'm sure your grandfather's seen you play before, but to be in – what was an Orioles-Red Sox game, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was incredible. You know, that may never happen again. I may never be able to be on a field with my grandfather, and that was the first time that we, you know, in technicality suited up against each other. So that was a lot of fun, and obviously I just appreciate the opportunity to even put on that uniform and be able to step on that field with them.
Pretty cool stuff. Mike Yastrzemski, who's right now hitting and playing for the single-A Frederick Keys of the Carolina League. He's been moved up and promoted from Delmarva after a spectacular season with the Shorebirds. Mike, best of luck. We'll catch up maybe later in the summer, and thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Mike Yastrzemski. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.